With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Devin Emmanuel Wright Jr. is set to be sentenced in October after pleading guilty to firearm and ammunition charges. Radio K-Man's Jebby Ebanks reports.
Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. was recently convicted of the abduction of toddler Alice Adie Powell, but was acquitted of her murder. The October hearing will cover a range of offenses, including the abduction and separate offenses, four armed robberies, an attempted armed robbery, a wounding charge, firearm offenses, and several summary matters. Because Wright Jr. no longer has any outstanding trials, the court has lifted previous reporting restrictions to the robbery incident. The judge has also directed that members of Alice Adie Powell's family be allowed to personally present victim impact statements if they wish. Wright Jr. will learn his fate on the 2nd of October. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A grand court jury has convicted Shamar Courtney Bethune of an April robbery of Ali Kebab on Lawrence Boulevard. He denied the charges and did not testify during the trial. The jury deliberated for about an hour before returning unanimous guilty verdicts. The prosecution relied on CCTV footage and identification evidence, while the defense argued the evidence was insufficient to prove Bethune was the robber. He remains in custody and is expected to be sentenced later this year. In other news, during their most recent meeting, the National Conservation Council got an update on the Marriott Beach Restoration Project.
Briefly report on the Marriott Beach Restoration. And whilst it's not exactly a council issue, generally the department has been involved, obviously, in their comments made on behalf of council in terms of our reviews, etc. So just to say that we've obviously been closely monitoring that situation.
Department of Environment Director Gina Ebanks-Petrie told the NCC the first batch of sand has been tested and has been confirmed as, quote, suitable for the 7 Mile Beach project.
Overall, you know, we've been pretty satisfied with the construction and their environmental mitigation methods that they proposed. They've really been following their methodology. So overall, we've been generally happy with that.
The sand being used is coming from the Bahamas, which prompted questions by NCC members about the potential for it to harbor stony coral tissue loss disease.
Skittles
everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new, novel that would be introduced.
That was a question. Not a question anyway.
It's not really coming from a coral reef area. It's kind of an offshore sandbank. It's actually an oceanic production of sand rather than a coralline production of sand. Mm-hmm. So it's produced by sunlight and ocean activity. So where the sediment is being stirred up by large Atlantic waves and sunshine and shallow warm water, the sand precipitates out of the environment.
DOE's Tim Austin there with that explanation. You can find the full National Conservation Council meeting on the DOE's YouTube channel. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. British meteorologists have warned that a developing El Niño weather system could become the largest in living memory. The experts say temperatures in the Pacific Ocean could climb more than 3 degrees above normal. India is for the first time in a decade importing sugar in an attempt to rein in local prices. India is the world's second largest sugar producer, but reduced rainfall due to El Niño has affected supplies. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been returned to prison after receiving medical attention in hospital under a Supreme Court order. The government said doctors had declared him medically fit. The United Nations senior Ebola coordinator has warned that the outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is growing exponentially, with half of the 2,500 deaths recorded in the past 20 days. Julian Harnes says the virus is spreading faster and wider than the response. The United States has deported the first group of people to Haiti since the government won a legal case ending their temporary protected status. They were taken to Cap-Haïtien because the capital, Port-au-Prince, is considered too dangerous. The president of the International Criminal Court has said the recent U.S. sanctions against her came as no surprise. Tomoko Akani said it was important, however, that they don't become the beginning of the demise of the international rule of law. The treason trial of Tanzania's opposition leader Tundu Lissu will proceed after a court found he has a case to answer. Mr. Lissu was charged for allegedly urging people to boycott the election. Prosecutors in Australia say the British rapper and YouTuber Young Philly is to be retried on 3 rape charges. He's accused of assaulting a fan. BBC News.